Time to talk sports on a Monday with our friend the ump, Vin Cerulla.
Yes, so Vin, there's going to be some changes coming to fall sports?
Yes, there's some changes coming into fall sports for next year.
Nice.
Kevin, Jenna, good to get. Welcome back, Jenna.
Thanks.
Hope you had a good time. Now that the fall sports have ended, except for the championship football games, the CIAC has soccer, field hockey, and girls volleyball starting earlier next school year. Mm. Practice will start in mid-August as opposed to September for these sports, while the regular season will start right after Labor Day. Wow. This is being done so that the sports don't have to play 5 and 6 games in a 2-week period as the regular season ends just prior to the state tournaments.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think the athletes like this too?
Well, I don't know if the athletes know about it yet.
Right.
Oh.
So let's not
right, right.
You know, now that it's out there, too late, guys.
They'll go with whatever. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay, jumping over to college basketball, the UConn Huskies got absolutely no respect by being ranked as number 4 at the beginning of the year after winning the national championship last season. The funny thing is, they have absolutely no relationship to Rodney Dangerfield, who never got any respect. But as Dan Hurley said, there is a respect that you earn when you win. Hmm. Coach Hurley, and rightfully so, feels that his Huskies never received any of it from anyone. But against Kansas this past Friday, the Huskies lost by a score of 69-65. And overall, the Huskies are 7-1 and 5-0 at home and at the top of the Big East. Hmm. Yes. This coming Saturday, the traditional Army-Navy game will be played. This year's game is going to be held in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. This matchup has pomp, circumstance, where the military brass get to hobnob, party, and exhibit their bravado towards the other service branch. To watch the service academies march into the stadiums is a sight to see. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great game no matter what. Go Army!
Yeah, nice.
This past weekend in college football, we witnessed the conference championships. Alabama took it to the SEC title, while Florida State won the ACC trophy. In the Pac-12, it was Washington University and Texas snatching the Big 12 crown, while Michigan easily walked away with the Big 10 title. Now, looking forward to the bowl games and the holidays coming up at the end of this month. The first bowl game took place on New Year's Day in 1902. Mm. Michigan defeated Stanford at 49-0. Flashing forward to today, there are some 40 bowl games, some of which have been created by ESPN just to fill their programming. But, of course, the big games are Rose, Orange, Sugar, Fiesta, Cotton, and Gator Bowls. And, of course, there's the odd ones,
yeah,
such as the Scooter Coffee Bowl, the Pop-Tart Bowl, this is my favorite, the Barstool Bowl,
right,
Myrtle Beach, and one that I definitely have to put on my bucket list, the Potato Bowl.
The Potato Bowl.
Sounds delicious.
I love it.
I hope the Pop-Tart Bowl and the Potato Bowl, you can eat all the Pop-Tarts you want,
there
or
you
the
go.
Potatoes,
I
potato
like
chips,
thinking.
French
like
fries.
And we heard a lot of the semifinal games happened over the weekend. So, Vin, give us some updates.
Yeah, it's good to be back at the 6 o'clock hour. In high school, the semifinals were played yesterday, and some of the teams that were winners in the double L, it was Staples defeating Southington by a score of 41-0. Total domination there. West Haven won over Greenwich 26-13. In the L division, Darien took their game over Newtown 21-0. New Canaan was a winner over Maloney 11-8. In the double M, North Haven defeated Windsor 21-0. Wilton took the win away from Massac 35-10. In the M division, Hand trampled all over Abbott Tech 48-0. Rockville squeaked a victory over Holy Cross 14-13.
Wow.
Yeah, in the SS division, we have Watertown defeating GNH 21-0. And Barlow beat Sheehan in a tight game 17-16. And in the S division, Cromwell was a big winner over Ansonia, which was a surprise, 28-0. Bloomfield took it to Notre Dame of Fairfield 22-14. A lot of zeros, a lot of goose eggs in the semifinals, which was really surprising.
And a lot of those games happened in that rain, right?
Yes, it all happened yesterday in the rain. And some games were sloppy, but Football. Overall, yeah, you know, some good teams have won, and unfortunately, some good teams lost.
Yeah. No.
But as we look for next Saturday in the championship games, games playing at Rentschler Field up in East Hartford. At 10:30, it's going to be Cromwell versus Bloomfield. 1:30, it'll be Darien versus New Canaan. At 4:30, it'll be Watertown versus Joel Barlow. The other games being played are at Central Connecticut State University in New Britain. The 10:30 game will be North Haven versus Wilton. At 1:45, it's Daniel Hand versus Rockville. At 5 o'clock, it'll be Staples versus West Haven. And by the way, four of the 12 finalists this year all come from the FCAC conference.
Wow.
So congratulations to all those teams making the championships. And hopefully there will be all good games. Everybody will come away uninjured, and we'll see some good football.
Yeah, I always find it so neat when those kids get to play on the big stages like at Rentschler Field and,
yes.
You know, and with all the huge, you know, where they see these, you know, college games happening. It's
oh,
neat.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm going to go back quite a ways. When my son was playing ice hockey, he was about 10 years old, and they had an open skate up when the Hartford Whalers were still up Hartford. And we went out and we skated out on the ice, and I brought him and his friend over, and I says, come to center ice and just take a look around the stadium.
Wow.
And what it's like there. And to see their faces, it brought that back to mind.
It's such a
cool
moment.
When you said that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No question.
Yeah, so have fun to all the athletes playing in those games next weekend.
Yes, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep, thanks a lot, Vin.
Thanks, right. Vin.
Take care now.